Good morning and welcome to your throat chakra module today. We'll be discussing Vishuddha, the throat chakra located at the literal throat center. And in this chakra, we are connected to the fifth energy element, which is sound. It's also ether and space. So in this chakra, this is one of the first what we call spiritual chakras, as it is the source communication area of being able to communicate through source knowledge and source energy. And when you're able to express yourself from a higher form of source, you're able to communicate with clear understanding. Some of the questions that come to mind when you're connecting into your throat chakra is, what is your truth? And what does the truth mean for you? What is everything about you in that space of truth? What sets you apart from everyone else? When you tune into what your truth is, what is your authentic life? How are you living your authentic self? Being able to experience life through your own experience, through your own way, through your own step by step, being able to see things for who you are. And then the biggest question of all is, who are you? And not even putting this into a sense of, oh, my name is Katie and I am in Cocoa Beach, Florida, but more on the internal side of who you are. This beautiful existence of energy that is constantly being renewed. Where is your truth inside of that? The throat chakra governs our ability to communicate with not only ourselves, but with source, with animals, with others, with the elements and the different aspects of feeling and into our senses. So communication is really, really a very beautiful space. And when you're able to tune into your communication, you're able to really dive into what all of these different things and different experiences we have truly are about, and being able to listen. Our ability to truly actively listen and taking in everything that is being said without even a sense of process in a way. So when you communicate, you're able to truly understand body language, what eye contact is saying, what the movements of lips are saying, what even the expressions of the eyebrows, the pulls of the ears, even the tensing of a neck or shoulder coming forward as somebody is speaking. All of this is through communication. And when we really tune into ourselves and we see the reactions of our bodies when we're talking and when we're speaking or moving or dancing or even in yoga, and we really expand and open through all of our senses, you're talking, you're speaking, you're witnessing, and you're able to feel. That word just allowed my left shoulder to actually fall down and come forward. I'm starting to feel a little uncomfortable and closed off. But then, as you bring awareness around that experience, then you're able to say, well, why am I feeling this way? What is it that my body is communicating to me? What experience was uncomfortable? Or what experience is wanting me to shed away from this space? And instead, you can then shift into that light aspect of, no, I am open to receive. I'm open to be able to perceive all things that are going on around me. And through the art of this expression is really where we activate that intuitive nature. And we learn through the different patterns, we learn through the different experiences, and we learn from everything we witness in life. And then our emotional body connects to those witnessed experiences. Through this energy center, we really are able to connect to our highest good and our highest truth. We start to expand beyond the suffering of the human hold. We create our own suffering within our minds, within our voice, within our movements, through the different things, through all of the patterns that have happened in life, but we create our own suffering, especially when we take in control of our own life and when we start to make our own decisions and start to become our person instead of being told what to do for 18 plus years. And when we're able to step into that our own and our own natural way of being, we start to tune back in. We start to listen to ourselves and hear that little voice that is excited for new experiences, that's excited to go outside and play, that's excited to see colors and to feel textures and taste different delicious foods and smell beautiful aromas. And when we really actively listen to all that's being offered, this huge etheric energy begins to draw and we start to create that law of attraction, and all through communication. Because when we put out that language, we're going to receive what we're giving off and we're going to start attracting maybe things that we don't even want. We might even be in a sense of praying for what we don't want to happen, in a sense of worry. And when we are constantly feeding this energy, we're communicating to the quantum field that this is what I want, even though it's the opposite of what we want. But you're putting the imprint out there by constantly communicating these things over and over of what you don't want. So then you have to shift that communication, shift your body, shift your language, shift your thoughts, shift what you're doing back into a state of, this is actually what I want to feel. This is how I want to communicate through the language that I give, through the movements that I make, through the eye connections that I have, through the smiles that I see. And all of this communication comes back into this beautiful universal connection that we have with everything. Our communication center delivers this space of desire, and we really get to communicate what those desires are. And those desires can be anything from travel to playing with your children or going outside and sitting next to a tree and smelling the flowers or walking down by the river or having your feet in the sand. And these desires really allow us to live our life in our own authentic way. Because one person is going to enjoy being outside in the desert heat, and another person is going to prefer to be in the crisp mountain air, and one person may want to be sitting next to the seashore. So everybody is going to have a different way of attracting and experiencing their own authenticity. We are not always able to constantly shift our energy without us taking a step back and looking at things. And so in that etheric field, we're able to be like, oh, you know, this is kind of what I'm feeling, and now I need to communicate with myself. And we go into a state of meditation, in a sense, to observe. And when we're able to turn off these senses around us and turn off all of the distractions that happen, we're able to truly start to witness why. Why are these things in life leading into these different patterns? Why am I experiencing these patterns, and what is it teaching me, and how can I shift so that I don't have to re-establish this pattern again down the road later on? So when we start to tune into that and speak to the truth of ourself and speak to the truth of what we actually are trying to say, instead of shying away and trying to please in a sense of someone else and taking in consideration of, you know, our eight limbs and being as gentle but firm, with firm compassion, how you can actually step into more for yourself without a space of judgment and be able to see exactly what it is that you want to say, instead of almost, what is the saying, walking on eggshells for some people because you don't want to disrupt their pattern. Well, don't disrupt your pattern for someone else, because then you're creating what we call lie. And we don't need the energy of lying for ourselves for any reason. And that will start to lower the vibration the more and more we do it. So being able to understand what it is that we desire and why is it that, you know, we're looking at that, and being able to see it as this really deep, conscious, connected space, instead of, oh, my little self actually really wants a treat. Okay, well, your little self doesn't need a treat right now. Your little self can stay and hang out, because my higher self is trying to heal my body because of those little treats that were being exposed into the vessel. So when we start to communicate with that higher good and that higher self, we can tune into the emotional connection, and we can start to speak to our bodies, and our bodies start to speak to us. We start to understand these deeper languages, and the language of silence, and the language of what grace is, and how to shift all of our energy into this graceful experience and this beautiful dance, and how you move, and being witness of every single energetic wave that you give out through the language of who you are. And each time we speak, our words are so beautiful, but they can also be very pinpointed and harsh. And so when we shift back into being impeccable with everything that we say, and meaning what we say with integrity and grace, and being able to actually create communication, that's where the understanding starts to happen for other people, because you're not placing that judgment or that, you know, harshness on top of somebody, but you're able to actually take what they're actually challenged with and help them see the way around it, and help them blossom what the situation is. Just because you've may have already experienced something such as so, and these were the tools that you were able to help shift and move the energetic awareness around, so that you can open up this different space of consciousness. And when we get to offer that grace into humanity, it's part of our purpose, and it's part of what we are communicating. And not everybody is going to have this same experience, but it's the tools that help somebody get from their experience out and extend away from whatever it is that they are growing into and growing from. So as we grow, we connect on a different level with people, and we connect through a energy, and we connect through sometimes experiences, and sometimes we connect through motherhood or fatherhood or having brothers and sisters. So when you meet all of these shifts and happenings, tune it in and wrap it with gratitude. Bring all of the experiences in life, no matter what it is, and give it gratitude. Really focusing on that gratitude, because when we create gratitude for our throat chakra, we're able to clearly communicate, and being able to create that grace and that essence, so that other people can actually feel a sense of safety and a sense of peace anytime that you are exchanging any kind of verbiage. When we practice with our throat chakra, we can experience so much, because we can sing, and we can laugh, and we can talk, and we can articulate. We can also imitate, and we can be creative, and we can sing beautiful mantras and beautiful words, and share different sounds, and call into our soul songs. This is where we get to manifest the most, because when we speak it, it starts to attract. And when we say beautiful things, then all of those beautiful things that we are experiencing is being shared. So more than just the things that we say, but on an energetic level, in the waves that we create, in the way that we speak, in the way that we talk. And it all starts with you. And it all starts with how you tune into your voice and how you tune into the presence of your energy. And we always talk about, oh, there's so much to change in life, but the change can only start within you before it can change outside of you. We grow by witness, and we grow by seeing what others sometimes are doing and how to experience even more so that they can find their own authentic self. So now we'll dive in a little deeper into positive affirmations for your throat chakra. It's connected to I speak. So your throat chakra, Vishuddha, I speak. I am open, honest, and have clear communication. And you can say these to yourself, or you can say them out loud, or you can sit and listen and take them in. I have a right to speak my truth. I speak my truth with peacefulness. I communicate my feelings with ease. I express my creativity through speech and art. I have a strong will, and it always helps me to resolve my challenges. I have integrity. I love to share my experiences and wisdoms without force or control. I know how to actively listen. I listen fully. I express my gratitude towards life. I listen to my body and my feelings to know what my truth is. I am peace. Taking a deep breath in, allowing those vibrations to settle in and connect. Now to break down Vishuddha, throat chakra. The Sanskrit word is Vishuddha, and it means to purify. So Vishuddha meaning to purify. I laugh at some of the wild groups that we have in our teacher trainings, and they'll come up with acronyms and ways to remember all of these Sanskrit words and how to connect with them. And because the seed sound is ham and is spelled H-A-M, one of our groups came up with shooing the ham out of the throat to help them remember Vishuddha. And so that has stuck with me over time, and it always makes me hear the girls laughing about shooing out the ham out of the Vishuddha. So the purpose, if you are catching along, is communication and creativity. The color is deep blue. The keynote is connected to G. And the way that you can work with your throat chakra is through mantra yoga. And what this is a sacred sound. Chanting or mantras or anything that is of sacred nature and high vibrational form. That will help lift and shift energies through the body. And when you tune into mantra meaning mind, and tra means to protect and to purify. So literally, you are protecting your mind and you're releasing anything that is not of clear communication to not only yourself, but to people around you. So mantra allows for that cleansing, clearing the traps of that non-productive energy, and being even reconnects and eradicates through the challenges. And when this action takes place through mantra, it starts to actually replace any thoughts. And the mantra plays over and over and over and over in the mind. And then so then it's being spoken through the words. Affirmations are a really great thing for your throat chakra as well. And being able to step into singing and using your voice. So sounds of sacred music, anything that has bigger meaning, bigger words, bigger experiences. The co-creator to the throat chakra is manifestation and the way that you want to feel. So when you are manifesting, tune even further into how it is that you want to feel and how you can make everything your own authentic version. Manifestation listens to the words that you speak, the way that you write, the way that you explain and shift energy through, as if you're creating the whole world right in front of you through the words that you're speaking and the things that you're doing. So speak and that will be heard. The goddess of knowledge, Saraswati, is connected to your throat chakra. And the location, again, is right at the throat space. And what it identifies with is the creative self and self-expression. What it will shadow into is lies and deception. The element is sound. It's also connected to ether and space, including the sense of hearing. So being able to listen. The chief operating quality is being able to resonate with others. The glands are the thyroid and the parathyroid. The symbol is the lotus with 16 petals. And the animals that are connected to the throat chakra is the elephant for truth, the bull for steadiness, and the lion for speech. The planet that is connected to this, you might be able to take a guess if you've ever heard of a Mercury retrograde. So Mercury is actually the planet of communication, and Mercury is the ruler of the fifth chakra. It's also known as the messenger planet, and it speaks in terms of logic and reasoning. Mercury also represents on how we think and how we communicate our thoughts and emotions. So when we are in Mercury retrograde, a lot of the times communications tend to get a little spiraled out, whether it's through technology or through contact to contact or misinterpretation or miscommunication. So being able to tune into how you can communicate even further when a retrograde might be in presence. Being able to resonate with others and communicate is all into the bigger portion of how you connect. So tuning back into all of your abilities to resonate with what's going on. So if that means going back and relearning and re-sorting and re-experiencing, that will give you resonance for future interactions. So Vishuddha is the purification of development stage. So it starts to really activate around the ages of 22. However, it extends on and so forth up into your 40s, maybe even early 50s. So the developmental tasks are talking. So first babies are cooing and making sounds and little noises, and then they start to mimic different things that they're hearing. They start to listen to themselves and they get excited. And then they start to use words that they are hearing from their parents. And so the developmental stage really is all about learning how to talk and learning how to communicate. And as babies grow. They start to move with their fingers and they start to show what they want and having more of a creative expression and getting facial expressions and body expressions and movements and how they start to learn to create this communication through their body. And as we grow even further, this is where we start to think symbolically. This is where we start to associate with maybe numerology or sacred gems or even sacred geometry and so on and so forth. So the communication opportunities are alive and there, and everything is always speaking. Everything is always there. We just need to tune in and actually listen. So when we are working with the balancing and the imbalances and non-balances of our throat chakra, we tune into what the symbolic meaning of the 16 lotus yantra actually is. So the surrounding of the yantras are different elements that happen in life. They represent the breath, the airy elements of words. And when we tune into that element of space, we start to experience all of the different interactions. So the inverted triangle of the throat chakra is a symbolic gesture of growth. And it's also affiliated with the upward sides, which have this blossoming experience of life and leading to enlightenment. There are so many aspects that happen through the yantras and the deep meanings of them. There are hundreds of archetypes and people that have dissected the different portions of the yantras. And it's so amazing to go back into the tantra and actually see what the tantric tradition gives space into the different yantras and the different patterns of sacred geometry. And over my time of study, I have seen probably about 8 different meanings of the yantra. So if there is anything that you are interested in when it gets down to the yantras and the sacred geometry, look more up. Ask questions. I am happy to share even further because this could go into a 3-day long conversation. But what it does is it's allowing us to see the shadow side. It's also allowing us to see the light side. So when we have a balanced fifth chakra, we really are balanced so that we can receive. We're receiving so that we can also then give. So clear, loving communication with others and with ourselves, having transparency, being able to listen well, listen actively, your balance and being able to live creatively, speak with clarity and confidence. People can confide in you on what's going on in their life and being able to know that they are not being judged for anything that they are offering, as they know that you are there to help them through experience or even to hold space for experience or to sit there and literally just listen so that they have space to release. So you also are good at your sense of time and being able to be aware of what a class might take. I was actually super surprised at myself the other day for doing a 90-minute class with no music, and I had no idea what time it was. So tuning into good sense of timing. Also, good sense of direction. Knowing where you are at all times. Knowing where the east is, where the west is, where the north is, where the south is. And how to find those elements and being able to learn the surroundings so that you are always within your internal compass. This is also a place for good rhythm. So being good at the drums or drumming or singing or other musical instruments and keeping a rhythm. Even in dancing and movements and the pacing of your breath can come into play in rhythm. Being able to express freely and comfortably through what you're saying, what you're doing, the way that your energy is, the way that you shift and move through your words. Being able to have this really deep connection with your body. You have this conscious, very deep understanding of what's going around you. You're able to completely turn off all the distraction outside of you and simply witness yourself, witness your actions, who's the driver, what's going on within the personality, what other imprints have come in that can be then released and re-experienced so that the true download is within. And when you also are in this balance space, you're able to speak through anything that is maybe uncomfortable, and you're able to speak through anything with this grace and being able to verbally communicate with grace at all times, even through things that might be heated or things that might be really exciting or things that might be really traumatizing, and being able to take that space and turn it into this beautiful atmosphere that is safe for others. And it takes time to be able to do that. It takes true resonance of the self to be able to speak without emotion. Active listening. You are truly able to actively listen. And a great practice to be able to active listen is to sit with a friend or sit with a family member and have them talk about a subject for literally 2 minutes, no more than 2 minutes, and then have the person who was listening repeat back to them what they were talking about in detail. And so that's a really great tool to be able to actively listen and see what everybody is doing and how they're actively being able to communicate and where their mind actually will trail off to, and being able to witness why that is. And maybe that was off of a word or an expression in the face. So it's a really fun exercise. I highly suggest it. Being able to resonate with people as well through body language, through verbal, through eye communication, and being able to listen. So it's a great thing when our fifth chakra is nice and balanced. When we are deficient in our fifth chakra, we can start to experience certain things. So as time goes on, fear of speaking or even fear of public speaking can be experienced in this deficiency. A small or mousy-like quiet voice that is not able to be heard. Having trouble putting feelings into words or even putting words together. Hard time expressing yourself. Very deep introverted tendencies. Suppression of feelings, inability to express feelings, or lack of awareness of what emotions are, understanding that emotions and feelings are experiences, and that we don't always have to identify with them, and fear of expression, not being able to show an expression because something has happened in the past where that has been not okay. So tone deafness can start to happen in this as well. Lack of rhythm, poor sense of timing. Ways to bring this into balance are cool little tools such as lavender and kyanite, blue topaz, azurite. So these little tools can help you out with balancing that deficiency if it's ever being experienced. So then we have an overactivity, so the excessive energy in the fifth chakra. And when we're overactive, we can experience rage, a hard time with voice control, constant yelling, excessive talking as a defense, or constantly talking over people, sarcastic communication, belittling communication, auditory comprehension, drama. Lots of drama happens in this. Stuttering and inability to listen. This is where ADHD tends to hang out and be a part of. the me too syndrome of constantly being in a bond where it's unhealthy, talking over others or talking in a sense to push others away from a conversation, gossiping, talking not so nicely about others, inner and outer judgment, loud or dominating voice tendencies, tendencies to interrupt, and lack of awareness around words or voice control. So to bring this back into balance, toning it down, a great essential oil to use or an herb to even actively use is oregano. And being able to understand your triggers first and foremost, where they're coming from, so that you can tune down that energy and say, okay, I see where I'm at. Now I need to shift my energy. Let me shift where I'm going. So another fun tool that you can hang out with while you're meditating is sapphire, aquamarine, or even turquoise. All will be super powerful and helps charge and to soothe your throat chakra. So physical malfunctions through an overactive or underactive experience in the throat chakra is the sore throat, laryngitis, swollen lymph nodes, even into lymph node malfunctions or even lymphatic disorders. So voice connection, speech impediments, thyroid issues. This is where puberty comes into play because the emotions are all up and down. TMJ, so tightening of the jaw muscles and jaw lock. Gum and teeth issues. Oral fixations or oral addictions. This can be to smoking, to toothpicks, to eating, to textures, to all kinds of different things. Having a inability to communicate. And when this also happens, when the inability to communicate starts to crackle down, this is where we'll have onset like bronchitis issues or tonsillitis or laryngitis for no reason, and that's through the suppression. So switching all of this energy back into that positive experience. When we have a little bit of dysfunction, ears, nose, and throat are going to be affected in the throat chakra. So now we bring everything back to balance through our practices, and we can let go of all the things that are not so great and come back into our highest, best self through healing our bodies through awareness. So things that happen in this is we need to communicate. We need to step into some creative activities and being able to listen to ourselves, maybe even listen to a meditation, listen to somebody else, being able to communicate with someone to start shifting energy and start shifting that perspective. Finding your own voice, being able to tune into what your voice is. Voice activation keys of that la 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 la, those exercises are so much fun for your voice learning, and you can really get into it. There's apps that you can stick into your phone and you can sing along, and it allows you to start to understand how you can control your voice and what it sounds like and how you're able to really project and come down and be really quiet and expand into different textures of and layers of your voice. When we're healing our bodies, being able to relax the shoulders, release the shoulders, and doing a lot of throat openers, as well as spinal connections, especially in the neck. So neck strengtheners, neck work, making sure that our necks aren't really tight and creaky. And this can happen through stretching. This can happen through massage, through yoga, through different exercises. So other things to work with on healing is opening up the voice, singing, storytelling, journaling, even writing. The experience with writing is really great because sometimes we have a hard time voicing words, but then if we put our fingertips to a piece of paper and just start drawing words with our fingertips, then we could put a pen in our hand and then start to write those words and see where our mind just goes. So the automatic space of journaling, just seeing what literally comes from the mind, doesn't even have to like really think about it, and you're just sitting there writing whatever comes to your mind and letting it all go. Being able to practice silence, so a practice of Vipassana, is amazing, and being able to do that for the first 30 minutes to an hour every single day, just being in silence, not talking, being able to process emotion, being able to process your evening or the way that you slept, and just taking a moment to just be with yourself and be in that space of meditation. And that's why meditation for so many people is done in those beautiful auspicious hours of 4:30 to 6 a.m. so that their mind can actually process their dream states and being able to reshift and go into that different download that can happen in those beautiful hours. So breath work is a really great aspect, doing different styles of breath work, lion's breath, Kapalabhati breath, even bellows breath. You can do the ha breath. You can also do what's called breath work, which is a 2 inhalation, exhalation through the mouth experience. So all of these different things, all these tools that we have, we can do with ourselves. We don't need anybody else. We don't need anyone else's help. We can sit within our practice and truly tune in and breathe. We can truly tune in and sing or talk or anything else that comes to mind. And those are things that you can do for yourself that do not take anyone else's help. And when we start to really take care of ourselves through this self-care practice of yoga and anything else. I mean, I do a lot of different things. So yoga is just one of them. So whatever it is that calls to you, be able to do this for yourself and take care of this movement of your body, and it'll allow everything to expand. Ecstatic dance is an amazing expression. Being able to do expressional movements or even hand gestures or body gestures and simply just observe and be and allow your body to be as free as it can be. When we're working with the throat chakra, there are so many different aspects into communication. So when you start to become furthered interested in communication, there are so many tools that allow you to learn body language and learn the language of the hands and to learn the language of the eyes and to learn the language of each and every single word that's being said in context and what these vibrational patterns do, and being able to communicate through the auric field and the different expansions of our energy centers and all of the fields that generate around us so that we truly understand our connection through our subtle body. So this etheric space is really where our communication starts, and it's all because vibrations are just constantly being bounced around and they're just dinging off of us, and then sometimes they imprint pretty hard and they come into contact with our like very small subtle body and comes in and like actually touches our physical body, and we're like, whoa. So when these experiences happen, we then have to shift our energy so that we can continue to communicate properly. So explore, discover, find more. I could talk about these chakras for, I feel like, days in and days out because there's so much involved. So enjoy and have fun with your exploration. Have a beautiful day and namaste.